Time now for your comments. Jonathan Arthur of Santa Monica, California, calls this radio program to task on what he says is a dearth of hard news coverage. After the segments on marshmallow fluff and pies across America, he asks, is it just me, or is there a lot more high-calorie, high-fat puffery on NPR these days and less actual news? I was feeling this way before this morning, a kind of lightheadedness that comes from too much sugar, but the juxtaposition of the two pieces gave me a real rush in the wrong direction. What gives? Will NPR be pleading the Twinkie defense when brought before the bar of justice, not candy? The series Present at the Creation profiled the Capitol Dome here in Washington. However, some Maryland residents say their state was slighted. John Huckenpoller disputed the claim that there were no domed structures in America at the time that Washington was planning the Capitol. He wrote, less than 50 miles away from Washington was the Maryland State House, which was constructed in 1772. The Maryland State House is the largest wooden domed structure in the United States and was built entirely without nails. George Washington undoubtedly was familiar with the State House and its dome, since he resigned his commission in the Maryland Senate chamber in 1783. John is correct about the Maryland structure, but the Capitol Architect's Office says the dome in Maryland is actually considered to be a cupola. Lloyd Meyer of Grand Rapids, Michigan, says he's been enjoying the Present at the Creation series, but one installment has left him with a big question.
What was the genesis of the mamas and papas singing California Dreamin' almost 40 years ago? How did this moldy oldie get pressed to vinyl? How could one 60s rock group find a hit through the haze of a cornucopia of illegal drugs and licentious interpersonal relationships? Millions of literate NPR listeners must have wondered. Now we know. What's next? Present at the creation of a Mama Cass ham sandwich?
A number of you called or wrote in about Susan Stamberg's interview with President Jimmy Carter and his grandson, Jason. The younger Carter has written a book about his experience in the Peace Corps, and you all asked the same question. Whose kid is he? Jason is the son of Jack Carter. Last week, in an introduction to Lawrence Sheets' report from Kyrgyzstan, I said the Kyrgyz government is facing growing protests over its cooperation with the United States, which has deployed troops in the country. As Sheets noted in his story, the protests are against alleged repression of dissent, corruption, and growing poverty in the former Soviet Republic. They are not against the presence of U.S. forces. One fan, Andre Lejoy of York, Pennsylvania, wrote, I have been swanging Buckley tales at holiday parties, crab feasts, and during lunch breaks for anyone who will listen for 2 decades. Your spot was the perfect start to my day, as it brought to me the wonder and the mystery and the beauty and the gorgeous swing and the glorious dig and the nonstop etheria that was His Royal Hipness, the Crown Prince of Jive, Lord Richard Buckley. Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.